Airports in Australia are the latest to begin screening passengers flying in from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where a pneumonia-like virus has infected hundreds of people. The number of people in China infected with the virus tripled over the weekend, with the outbreak spreading from Wuhan to other major cities, including Beijing and Shanghai. In New Zealand, there are no border or travel restrictions, but some Chinese New Zealanders have changed their plans of flying to China for the Lunar New Year. Chen Liu reports.
Health officials have confirmed the virus can pass from person to person. There are now more than 200 cases, mostly in Wuhan. Three people have died. Japan, Thailand and South Korea have also reported cases. Australia has ramped up airport screenings as a result. Direct flights from Wuhan to Sydney will be met by border security and biosecurity staff, providing information and looking out for anyone who has a fever or suspicious symptoms. Its chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, says there is no need for alarm and the risk to the Australian public is low.
In response to this significant developments over the weekend, and because Australia has a significant number of international travellers from Wuhan and from China, we are putting in place some additional proportionate border measures.
An Auckland man, who doesn't want to be named, says his New Zealand-produced masks are in high demand in China.
We do have some high-end face masks, and orders keep coming from Wuhan and more right now because it's Chinese New Year time, and it's very hard getting the logistics. So last night I was sorting out the logistics, trying to ship some big shipment of the face masks into Wuhan.
The man, who is from Wuhan himself, says he decided not to go back for the upcoming Lunar New Year because family and friends in China warned him not to do so. He says there is no need to panic, but he's a bit worried.
I think, you know, once you keep your hands tidy and you're wearing a face mask, you should be fine. You know, I do worry more about just family members and worry about the whole situation. My hometown city, how's it going to be? What's the government going to do? And how many people get infected?
Auckland woman Fiona He has just come back to Auckland after visiting families in Wuhan last week.
Nothing needs to be worried, so much, because I have read the news, yeah, but I didn't really feel that, you know, that serious. I think everything, you know, just a normal check when you go out of the customers.
Ms. He says it seems people outside of Wuhan are more concerned and locals actually looked relaxed when she was there.
I didn't feel people worry so much because near New Chinese New Year and everybody is busy, you know, preparing, you know, the big dinner on New Year's Eve or preparing, you know, just going somewhere. Not many people actually talk about it.
The Ministry of Health says there have been no reported cases of the virus in New Zealand and there are currently no travel or border restrictions. The ministry says it's keeping a close watch on developments and will update its advice as further information becomes available. A stockbroker says travel-related stocks, such as Auckland Airport and Air New Zealand, are weaker today amid concerns about the potential impact of the coronavirus on international travel. For Checkpoint, this is Chen Liu.